Fans, hello and good morning. Welcome to Bank of America Stadium with Greg Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. This is Broncos TV on site. Those of you at home, you've been trapped inside. Maybe you go outside to shovel snow a little bit. Out here, it's absolutely beautiful. It's perfect for a football game, and Broncos on the road this week. Every other AFC West team is on the road this week. And as we set up this game, Gray, I think we kind of touch on certain statistical records that can be tied or broken each week, with starting with Peyton Manning and this offense really sets the tone for the bigger picture that here we are week 10, they're really starting to click.
Well, exactly, Chris. I think Peyton, if he throws one more touchdown, ties Dan Marino for second most all time in a career. And really, he's finding his groove with all of his offensive weapons. He talked about this week, he's starting to pick up on offensive cues from Eric Decker, a guy who has a touchdown in five straight games. And it's really just coming together. In the past three games, the offense has scored 35, 34, and 31 points. So they'll certainly be looking for a little bit more of the same here in Carolina.
Yeah, and keep in mind, the offensive line has kept Peyton clean the last several games. Here's Peyton back in Denver at Dove Valley this week, talking about how experience and reps out here during games that count is helping he in the offense.
I think that, like I said, experience is your best teacher. So I think I do know more about, you know, my teammates and about, you know, what certain guys like, and kind of how, you know, as a receiver, you kind of know how a guy's body moves and when he's going to come out of a break. And, you know, the more repetitions you get, the better. But, you know, I don't know him as well as I would if I played with a guy for 5 years. I mean, it's just it's been a crash course. You know, everybody's been cramming. So, but you should be a little better in week nine, hopefully, than you were in week one. But I still think we have room for improvement. And my hope is that we'll continue to put that work in to improve. That's the key. I mean, working as hard as you can here and late in the season so you improve. And hopefully you're playing your best football here late in the season. That's the goal.
That's Peyton Manning back at Dove Valley this week. And right now we're joined by Max Henson of Panthers.com. And you may recognize his name. Max Henson's name was on several bylines last year on DenverBroncos.com. He was one of our interns, now working full-time for the Panthers. And good place to start, Max. I know that I asked John Elway this week, 2-6, how deceptive is that record? And except for that Giants game, we talked about how these have all been within one possession. What are the little things? What are they working on this week to try and bridge that gap?
Yeah, well, first of all, great to see you guys, obviously. Thanks for bringing me on. I think you're right, Chris. I mean, you look at this Panthers team, and the 2-6 record obviously speaks for itself. You know, it's all about, it's a production-based business. But when you take a closer look at it, five of those losses have been by one possession, and it's really been a defense that's kind of keeping them in every game. And it's a young team that's still trying to figure out how to win those tight games. But, yeah, they've been in close games. They haven't been able to come out with wins, and that's something they're looking to correct here moving forward. And it's a process. I mean, it's a lot of rookies, first, second-year starters playing significant roles for this team, obviously. And they're trying to figure that out and learn as they go. And yeah, it's coming down to fourth quarters, and they're just trying to find a way to finish.
Well, Max, you mentioned the defense. Everybody knows about Cam Newton, Steve Smith, yep. That running game. What is it about this defense? I think they're in the top 10 of the league, and I think the average NFL fan wouldn't realize that.
Yeah, well, since week five, Gray, this defense is ranked fourth in the NFL in total defense. And there's a lot of unheralded guys on that defense people probably don't know too much about. Charles Johnson, Greg Hardy, the two defensive ends, combined for 14 sacks over the past 5 weeks. I mean, it's been a ferocious pass rush, and that's kind of gotten the table set, so to speak. With that pass rush going, the secondary has played a lot better in the back end, and they're starting to find an identity. I mean, they've had the same starting lineup for a couple weeks now. They're starting to get into a groove, and like I said, it's that defense that's keeping them in every game.
Max, that's great insight. Thank you so much. Coach Fox talked earlier this week about how, look, they'll bring four, they'll get to the quarterback. But here's Champ Bailey on the guy he'll be watching most of the game, Cam Newton and Steve Smith. He's talking about how Cam is just so dangerous.
Simple, do your job. Because once you try to do someone else's job, that's when the big runs take place. You know, watching tape of a couple teams, you know, one guy has the quarterback, one guy has the pitch. Both of them played the pitch, quarterback goes 40 yards. I mean, you just have to do your job.
That was Champ Bailey this week at Dove Valley, and here at Bank of America Stadium, it's actually a venue where the Broncos have never won, and the Panthers are one of just a few teams that actually have a winning record against Peyton Manning all time. So it's certainly something the Broncos will look to change today.
Jim Nantz, Phil Simms calling the game for CBS. once again the number one crew. This game will be broadcast around most of the country at 1 Eastern, 11 o'clock for those of you back in the Mountain Time Zone. With Greg Caldwell, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for watching Broncos TV on site. We'll have you covered all day long on DenverBroncos.com. Enjoy the game.